Now, from BetQL, it's time for the Daily Tip with Michael Jenkins.
Dang it, he's talented. And let's be honest, I go for ambition, not look.
And Chelsea Messenger.
Don't kill the messenger, or the messenger will kill you.
Hey, Dad, don't forget about me, the dunkster.
Presented by BetMGM.
We are off. It is hour three of the Daily Tip for BetQL, presented by BetMGM. I'm Michael Jenkins, live in Washington, D.C. She is Chelsea Messenger, live in Nashville, Tennessee. Great to have you as we are live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. Coming up in our final hour, what is next for Scottie Scheffler after his dominant win at the Masters? We'll get more into that. At 8:20, back to baseball on this Jackie Robinson day as we hand out our picks and leans on the schedule. Then it is a visit from the Donkster and our best bets at 8:40. Chelsea, did you get your taxes done? Because I believe if my schedule is correct here, if the old calendar is accurate, today is tax day, an awful day across this country. Thank goodness we get Jackie Robinson to celebrate, because nobody wants to enjoy tax. I got my taxes done a few weeks ago, and on, what was it? I think it was on Friday afternoon around 4. I'm walking around the city with the lovely Catherine and her mom. We were going to make perfume in Georgetown because that's what Catherine wanted to do. And I thought, where is my tax refund? Because normally once you electronically file, it comes back pretty quickly, like within 2 or 3 weeks. And I thought, it's been 5 weeks. Where in the world is my tax refund? So I emailed my guy. I'm like, hey, if I need to be more patient, not a problem, but I haven't gotten my tax refund. So if you could just check on this, I'd appreciate it. And then Saturday morning, I got an email that said, oh, hey, Michael, looks like we didn't have your signature and your tax form had not been submitted. So if you can sign this, we'll get it submitted. I don't know. I've had all sorts of issues. I like my guy. He's a great guy. And they're like, oh, yeah, this form wasn't signed. Now we're going to turn it in. So that's coming eventually. But I'm glad I asked, or otherwise it could have been late.
Okay. How many mistakes are you going to give this tax person? Like, I know you like him, but based on the stories we've heard, it has not been a great stretch. Isn't this the same person that said you owed $66,000 by mistake? Yes. Like, the track record is not good for this guy. I think maybe it's time to move on.
Well, it was his assistant that did this. But still, to your point, he is
same
in
office.
Charge of his assistant. Yes, same right. Office. So I've told all these terrible stories. I'm glad I checked, because I was like, this seems odd. I was like, listen, I'm not like desperate. Like, I got to have, but it would be nice. I'm counting on this coming in. That would be great. So if you could let me know what's going on. You're like, oh, you got to sign it. I'm like, oh, God, okay. Got that out of the way. You and Jake, didn't you go last week and get yours done?
Yeah, we went on Thursday. So taxes are done. Hopefully we get our money sooner rather than later. Although, like, we don't need it, but it would be nice to see the numbers in my bank account, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it took, like, 15 minutes. It is so much easier now that Jake does not play baseball for a living, because we had to file tax returns in every single state that he played at least one game in, which meant that tax time for us would mean, like, 4 hours. So it's nice that it's only, like, 15 or 20 minutes now.
Oh, gosh. So much nicer. Was Jake watching the Masters the whole time? He was barely paying attention and you handled it while he was looking at his phone?
No. Since it didn't take that long and like none of the main guys had really teed off yet. And also we had that delay. Remember there was like a rain delay? So we did ours early in the morning. So he didn't really miss much. But as soon as we were back in the car, it was Masters radio. And we were dialed in to Jake Knapp and whoever he was, you know, paired with. It was like the people, because like the big guys didn't tee off till like later in the day, but we listened to every golfer, damn it. And we listened on the radio, we listened on the phone, we watched on the TV. So we got plenty of coverage. Don't you worry, Jenks.
Hey, listen, if any of you out there want to know more about Jake Knapp, his performance at the Masters, his bio, his family history, if he has any distinguishing birthmarks, you know, anything you need to know about Jake Knapp, all you got to do is hit up Chelsea Messenger. She's on X at Chelsea Messenger and ask her if there's anything you are curious about when it comes to Jake Knapp. Every show, Chelsea, needs a Jake Knapp expert.
Well, I don't know that much about him. I just listened to his first round. Like, I know he finished like 55th or something, because I think he had a decent stretch to start the tournament. We're like, ooh, Jake Knapp. He shares the name with my husband. Maybe this is the guy that we got to root for. But no. The funny thing about coverage is they mainly only show the contending groups. So if you have somebody that you were following in the field, like, there were guys that finished in the top 10 that I don't think I saw a single round or a single, like, shot from them. Like, Will Zalatoris. And, like, I know David was big on Tyrrell Hatton. I think I saw, like, one montage of, like, how he did. But for the most part, if you're watching the actual coverage, you only see the leaders.
No, it's true. You have to fire up the Masters app, or you can go on to ESPN Plus, whatever. You're right. There's a billion ways to watch. Honestly, I kind of wish they'd streamline it a little bit, because you can kind of get lost on, okay, do I want to watch the leaders? Do I want to watch Amen Corner? Do I want to watch holes 3, 4, and 5? Do I want to watch Rory McIlroy's group? Do I want to watch the Jake Knapp bio streaming channel, whatever it is? Like, it's all over the place. But we did get a great Masters, Chelsea, and once again, we have Scottie Scheffler putting on the green jacket for the second time in 5 years and 5 Augusta starts, second time in 3 years overall. He is only the second golfer in Masters history to win 2 green jackets in just 5 starts, shoots a final round 68, finishes at 11 under to win by 4 strokes over Ludvig Åberg, and Scheffler was just unflappable down the stretch. I think the signature shot during his final round that really put into perspective how well he was playing was that shot on 9, that approach, which just spun back towards the green and ended up a tap-in birdie for Scotty. And he really was not challenged after that. And now, I don't like to get caught up in hyperbole and in the moment and saying, oh, well, Scotty Scheffler is going to dominate for the next 6, 7 years. But it is a possibility, because this was not just the PGA Tour guys, not just the LIV guys, and I know they're separated right now, but in these majors, in these big events, Scotty is coming off winning back-to-back with the Players. Now he has his second major overall, and he looks like he's playing at a completely different level than his peers.
Oh, for sure. Maybe not for the next 6, 7 years, but at least in this recent stretch, at least for the next 1 to 2 years, because he has looked like the guy to beat on tour, and even in the majors. It feels like he's always up there. Even Scottie Scheffler at his worst is like top 5. Like, even when he doesn't have his putter, because that's been the one knock on Scottie Scheffler, is that maybe he's not the best putter. But over the past couple of tournaments, the putting has been a little bit better. And plus, when you have such good approach shots, you don't have to be that good of a putter. You know, if you are putting it right by the pin all the time, and Scottie Scheffler is one of the best at scrambling on tour, and every single aspect of his game other than putting is so good that it feels unfair to the rest of the competition. I think the way to spin this forward now is, we know that Scottie Scheffler is somebody who keeps his life balanced. He has said that now that he is going to have a child, him and his wife Meredith are expecting their first baby. Do you think this takes away from his success on tour? If he's somebody who has come out and said that, you know, my life comes first, work comes second, do you think being a father will actually take away from some practice time, from anything? Because at this point, like, what's the weakness with Scottie Scheffler? We can't find one. So maybe this is the only route.
Yeah. And remember, it was not that long ago we were talking about Scottie's putting. Everyone was talking about his putting. He can't putt. He can't putt. Well, he was one of the best putters all tournament long. And it has been that way. So even that area of his game, and he came out and essentially said, I'm tired of talking about this. I'm going to be fine. He is fine. I tend to agree. I certainly am not a father, but I think any parent would agree that once you have a child, it changes everything. How could it not? And I also think it's about perspective. If Scottie Scheffler is saying this, it doesn't mean his game is going to drop off, but not every athlete is built like Tiger, for example. Tiger Woods has had a sole focus, and I know he's way past his prime now, shot 16 over for the tournament, worst 72-hole score of his professional career. But early in his career, or at least during his prime, he wanted to break Jack's record. That's all he talked about, was winning the most majors in history, being the greatest golfer ever. And it doesn't mean that Scotty doesn't want to compete. It doesn't mean that he's not a fiery competitor. But priorities certainly change over time. And now that Scotty has two green jackets, he's gotten over that hump. I don't necessarily think that we'll see any sort of drop-off, but it wouldn't stun me if, by his own admission, he says, golf is important to me, but my family's going to come first, and maybe he doesn't have some sort of crazy dominant stretch because he's spending more time with his family. I think it's a real possibility, but I certainly don't think that he's going to suddenly become just a guy.
I just think it speaks volumes to how dominant he is that we are grasping at straws, trying to find something that will stand in the way of Scottie right. Scheffler. Maybe that he's a dad. I don't know. But I can look back at Tiger Woods and say, yes, he was a fierce competitor, but he was focused on other things too. Like at the height of his dominance, wasn't that when he was making all of those like bad decisions off the course? And that's when yes. he was really good. So like maybe guys can focus on more than one thing.
Tiger's also different though. Tiger was a robot. I mean, really, like he was like from a kid, just like built to, it was sort of part of his personality. I mean, you're not wrong about that, but I feel like he's built a little bit differently. Scotty coming home at 4-1. And if you look ahead to the PGA Championship, of course, Scotty Scheffler is your favorite at plus 450. Rory is 11-1. John Rahm is 12-1. You mentioned Tiger, and there was a really special moment yesterday. I want to hear from Tiger when it comes to this. Vern Lundquist, if you know sports at all, be it the SEC or especially the Masters, Vern Lundquist has been calling the Masters for, what, 40 years? That's incredible. 40 years covering the Masters. I remember when Vern was the sports director at WFAA in Dallas and then left to work CBS National. But he has one of the most famous calls. He has a couple of the most famous calls in Masters history. In 1986, when Jack Nicklaus hit his birdie putt on 17, there's the famous, "Yes, sir!" That was Vern Lundquist. And then in 2005 on 16, there was that very famous chip from Tiger where the ball rolls right to the lip of the cup and then falls in. And Vern says, "In your life, have you ever seen anything like that?" Very famous calls. And there was a special moment yesterday where Tiger is walking off the green on 16. He sees Vern Lundquist there, turns, stops, shakes his hand. They shared a small conversation before Tiger went on to play his round and finish his round. But he was asked about Vern Lundquist when he was done, and here's what Tiger had to say.
Tiger, want to talk about Vern Lundquist. He is retiring from the Masters after this year, his iconic call on 16 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you hear a lot about it. Could you talk about that for a moment and what Vern has meant to Augusta National?
Yeah, I've heard that call a couple times. yeah, that. I mean, he has just an amazing ability to bring in the audience and describe a situation and just be able to narrate it in a way that is poetic, but it's also, he describes it with emotionality, and he just draws the audience in. And it's amazing. What is it, I think his 40th year, maybe, I think it is now, 39, 40th year, to be able to call the Masters. I mean, that's what I grew up watching. I grew up listening to Vern, and he made a nice call there at 16. And it's one that I've been lucky enough that, you know, I will have that memory with Vern for the rest of my life.
Vern, one of the best. And that really was, it was great to see Tiger almost walk by on 16 yesterday and then see Vern out of the corner of his eye and stop him and say, "Oh, gosh." But what an incredible career for Vern Lundquist. And to be linked with Tiger in that way, I think is probably pretty great for both of them.
Oh, for sure. It's not crazy, but it's fun to watch Tiger in such a different role now. And that it feels like he's in his giving back era. You know, when he's mm-hmm. paired with an amateur on the course and he's helping him out and he's giving back and he's, you know, giving kudos to somebody who was on the other side of the coin when it comes to the Masters, when it comes to the broadcast. But do you think we'll see Tiger back in contention anytime soon? Like, after watching this weekend, like, it's a tough realization, but it feels like one that I probably have to accept.
I'm trying to tell people, and it's not personal. It's just, if you read about Tiger, he says, I ache every day. He nearly lost his leg, and even now he says, I've got work to do to get my body. This wreck happened a few years ago, and even now he's like, I still got to work on my body. I still got to work on my body. And also, he's 48. You combine all those things together, that'll be a tough road for Tiger, no matter what happens from this point forward.